Unit 2. Buildings and Sceneries. 4. Widener Library. Han Meimei and John are touring Harvard University. They are now standing in front of Widener Library. What a grand building! What is this building for?
It's Widener Library, the largest library of Harvard University.
No wonder it looks so magnificent. Look at those pillars. I seem to be brought back to the medieval times.
They really look great, like the Romanesque architecture.
As I approach it, I feel something special.
Is it something holy?
Kind of.
It's said that the inside of the library is also very classic, but I haven't gotten the chance to step into it. What a pity.
You will.
But then again, I won't use it quite often, even if I can get into Harvard University in the near future.
Why?
The collections in the library are mainly about social sciences and humanities. I think my major is going to be physics.
Well, I think everybody needs to know something about history, economy, literature, so on and so forth. As long as you have interest in these subjects and want to broaden your horizon, you will use it quite often.
I couldn't agree with you more. Students shouldn't favor one subject and neglect others.
I think you've done quite well. You have such a good knowledge of American history and culture, as well as those of Harvard University.
I'm flattered. Speaking of my knowledge of this university, I'm not talking big. I know nearly all the stories about the university.
You mean there is also a story about Widener Library?
Yes, it's a sad story which is related to Titanic disaster.
Another love story?
Not exactly. It's about love, but it's love between mother and son.
Don't keep me guessing.
The library was named after a Harvard alumnus called Harry Elkins Widener. He graduated in 1907 and was a book collector. In 1912, he went to England to buy books and lost his life when he came back to New York by Titanic.
Every time I hear stories about Titanic, with a heavy heart.
Definitely. It's said that when people flooded onto the lifeboats, Widener ran in the reverse direction and back to the cabin just to save the collected essays of Francis Bacon.
What? I can't imagine why.
Because he loved books more than his life.
Is it worthy?
Every person has his own values.
No wonder Harvard students love books, and library to them is what water is to fish.
In fact, his parents were also on the ship, and his father died too. You can imagine how desperate his mother was.
It must be hard for her.
But she was a strong mother and tried to find a way to remember her beloved son.
What did she do?
She, according to Widener's will, donated all his collections to Harvard. She also made a $3.5 million donation to Harvard University to build a library in honor of her son. So the full name of the library is actually Harry Elkins Widener Memorial Library.
A mother's love never changes. Widener died, but his spirit, together with his books, is still alive.
There is a legend at Harvard that in order to prevent what befell Widener from happening to other students, all students of Harvard College are required to prove that they can swim before they are allowed to graduate.
Is it real? I've never heard such rules.
I said it's only a legend. Don't be too serious about it.